On a late Friday afternoon, Veronica Martinez is attending to one of her last appointments of the day at the Family Focus Center in Aurora. She's assisting a woman named Martina.
¿Tienes también los ID de los dos?
Sí. Okay.
Martinez is asking this client to pull out some information, including her ID. After she enters some details into the Get Covered Illinois website, Martinez shares some good news.
Okay, entonces con estos ingresos, sí están viendo que está tal vez elegible para el mercado.
So she is eligible for the marketplace depending because of her and her income.
Because the federal website isn't working, they will have to complete the application process by phone. Martinez says translating won't be difficult. In these cases, though, Martinez says she sometimes has to take extra steps to ensure the person truly understands what they may be signing up for.
Maybe we don't have it as a literal translation, but we can definitely explain to them, you know, like deductibles, premiums, co-payments, things like that. If, you know, they don't understand the word, then we can at least explain to them what it is and what it means. So kind of having to kind of give a insurance 101.
Martinez says a lot of the people they assist have never had health insurance or it's been a while since they had coverage. She notes that going the extra mile to explain the process to clients who fall under that category helps to put them at ease. She also says it's especially gratifying to help in these cases. That's because many who live within the center service area can't enroll due to the fact they are undocumented immigrants. In DeKalb County, navigator Cameron Zelaya says about 2 of every 5 clients he has helped primarily speak Spanish. One of the things he has noticed is a difference in dialect.
Specifically, I learned Spanish in Spain, so the Spanish I speak is a very tiny bit different than the Spanish spoken by most of the residents here, which is heavily of Mexican or Central American origin.
Still, Zelaya says translating the words hasn't been a real problem. Like Veronica Martinez, Zelaya says conveying the meaning behind some of these terms becomes the focal point in the conversation.
Part of our job is to explain all these various different parts, and doing that in another language isn't much different.
Zelaya says his main concern right now is making actual connections with the Latino population. He says that's because sometimes it can be a hard demographic to reach. Zelaya says that's one of the reasons why they continue to strategize their outreach efforts. In some areas, it's not just Spanish-speaking clients the navigators are trying to help. For example, in Winnebago County, navigators are trying to connect the right community groups to help inform the area's Laotian population. Juliana Barker is the county's in-person counselor grant coordinator. She says at times, making those connections can be a daunting task, given the number of people who might be in the dark about the health care law.
So just trying to identify ways to reach people that maybe don't watch the news, listen to the radio, or read the paper. You know, there's target populations out there that people every day that don't have contact with any of those items. And so I'm trying to target those or reach those and think outside the box to get to them.
Ann Barker says despite all the problems with healthcare.gov and some of the long waits on helplines, it's still beneficial for non-English-speaking residents to call the hotline numbers at the state and federal levels. They offer assistance in several different languages, and officials say the person on the other line might have quicker access to medical records. She says that's a big plus in cases where someone is learning to speak the healthcare language. I'm Mike Moen.